You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Rich Cimini covers the Jets, ESPN New York. Do you share the opinion with me that it's not nearly as bad as it looks right now?
Yeah, I would agree with that, Chris. Like a year ago, it was as bad as it looked because there didn't seem to be much hope. But this year, look, it was bad on Sunday. There's no doubt about that. The last 2 weeks offensively have been a disaster. But, you know, you have to keep it in perspective. Rookie quarterback, rookie coordinator, rookie coach. It's going to be a long process, and there's going to be good days and bad days, and they went up against two really good defensive coaches, Fangio and Belichick, in back-to-back weeks. And so what you look for from here is progress.
You know, Rich, I looked at looked at some numbers the last few days, and I, on Sunday, felt awful about what was going on, and then I needed to go back and look with fresh eyes because I realized I watched the Jet game like we all did right after the Giant game, and I think there was a bad taste in my mouth already, so everything was going to look worse. But let's look at the quarterback for a second. You had all the interceptions last week, and then this week it was the sacks. He wasn't forcing things down the field. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you taking sacks is progress, but at the very least, it felt like he was more concerned with taking care of the football as opposed to jamming it into situations that he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean,
he still threw a pick. I'm not going to get around that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has to own some of those sacks. I went back and studied.
Oh, yeah.
You know, out of the five. What?
Oh, I totally agree. I think he took sacks that he didn't need to take.
Yeah, there was at least 1.5 to 2 that I would say are on him. And, you know, stunningly, Greg Van Roten pointed that out after the game in kind of an eyebrow-raising comment saying, you know, Zach has to learn that in the NFL you can't hold the ball and try to make plays downfield. You got to get rid of it. And he's right. And, you know, I think when you look at the metrics, I think Zach leads the league in most sacks when holding the ball for at least 4 seconds. And I think the other rookie quarterbacks are up there as well, which is no shock, you know, because they're holding the ball. They don't process things as quickly as veterans do. And so, and I wrote this yesterday morning, the concern for me is that with Zach Wilson, it's not so much that Zach Wilson is not a good quarterback, it's just that the environment around him, the players around him are not doing their job, and it's putting him in some really, really tough spots. And if it keeps going like this, A, you're wondering if the guy's going to get hurt. B, you don't want this to be another Sam Darnold situation. You don't want to stunt his development. So that was my takeaway from the game. I think they'll probably play better around him this week.
Rich Cimini, ESPN New York, covering the Jets. Okay, which are the guys on the offensive side that need to put him in better situations to be successful?
Well, you start with the offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur. I thought this game was not a good game for him. I went back and studied every pass play. They had Wilson as a straight drop back passer, and that's not really his style, nor the style of this offense. It's an offense, you know, we know it's like the 49ers offense, a lot of designed rollouts, bootlegs, getting the quarterback on the move. There was none of that in this game. There was not one designed rollout out of 40 dropbacks in this game. There wasn't much play action either, and I think that's supposed to be an important part of this offense. And their run-pass ratio was skewed. I have it written on my desk here somewhere, but I think, you know, they had 12 designed runs out of 53 plays. No, I know the game got one-handed, you know, one-sided in the second half, but that's inexplicable to have a run-pass ratio with a rookie quarterback that skewed. So it can start there with a play caller putting him in better positions.
Rich, what is it about the running game? Because when you and I spoke at length about the offensive line, we both felt like the run game was going to be an area where they were not going to struggle. It's not like when they've run it, they've been terribly effective so far.
They ran it well against the Patriots. You know, they had 150 yards against New England, so that was like, oh, the bright light, you know, the light went off. You know, they're going to – this is the turning point. And then they could not do anything against Denver. And Denver's got a good defense.
Yep.
But I don't think they're a top five defense right now. I think their secondary is very good. The Jets should have been able to run the ball better. you know, the offensive line is struggling right now. I think McGovern at center and Van Roten at right guard are not getting the job done in the running game. I think the scheme is really been a transition for them. I mean, they just seem out of sync in this outside zone running scheme. It's weird. You know, you knew there'd be growing pains with the offensive line. Right about now, the fourth game, they should be starting to, you know, master this. And so that's what you're curious to see against Tennessee on Sunday.
Rich Dimitti with ESPN New York. All right, you were talking about the game plan and what we saw the other day from Mike LaFleur. How much of this right now is rookie quarterback, rookie offensive coordinator, rookie head coach?
I think it's part of it for sure. I mean, this is their first time through it. And LaFleur, you know, I think he's a bright guy, and he's been around good people. He's spent the last 7 years with Kyle Shanahan, who I think we'd all agree is a good play caller and a good offensive mind. But until you're in that seat doing it and by yourself, there's really no substitute for experience. And the same with Saleh. You know, he's been a really good defensive coordinator, but this is his first time as a head coach. So they're all it's like growing pains times three, you know, with the quarterback, the coordinator, and the head coach. And, oh, by the way, it's a new system, you know, on both sides of the ball. So it's just growing pains to the max, and you're seeing it play out these last two Sundays.
Rich Dimitti, ESPN New York. I look at the defense, and I frankly don't think they're playing all that bad. I think they've done all right. They haven't been nearly as bad as I would have expected in the secondary. Can you at least look at this, and I don't want to call it a pleasant surprise, but at the same time say, okay, this is manageable?
Yeah, I mean, I guess compared to the offense, they look great, but who wouldn't at this point? So, yeah, they've done okay. I mean, I'm not going to give them any medals right now because in the style of defense they play, they have to create turnovers. I mean, you know, it's all about front four pressure on the quarterback, you know, and your back people sitting back in zones picking off passes. I mean, that's the way the defense should work, and they're not turning it over. You know, I think they have one takeaway in week one when Darnold fumbled a snap. I don't even know if I – you know, give a credit to the defense on that. But so they're not taking the ball away. They're not creating explosive plays on defense. And that's what they need to do, especially with the offense lagging.
Rich, I think we all looked at this and understood what we were dealing with in a 5-6-7 win type season. Has your expectation after three games changed at this point that it could be worse?
Well, I picked them to go 5-12. I'm going to stay with that, although I'm looking down the schedule today, and I'm like, where are these five wins going to come from? I do think they'll get better, assuming health-wise, you know, they don't get struck with any devastating injuries. You know, Tennessee, they're 2-1. I think they're a bit overrated. I don't, you know, their defense is vulnerable. You know, some of their passing game isn't quite what it's been in the past, but they still have that guy, Derrick Henry, who is – he's amazing, and that'll be a tough chore for the Jets to stop him. So I think the Jets will be competitive this week. I think Tennessee will ultimately win. But, you know, the schedule softens up a bit after that, and I do think they'll get some wins. I think for a Jet fan perspective, I know this is a really brutal time to go through. When your team doesn't get in the red zone once, that's brutal. You know,
yeah.
This is the NFL. You know, this is not Alabama against Tennessee Chattanooga or something like that. So you should be able to get into the red zone. And so I understand the frustration of the Jets fans, but you just have to take a step back and look at the big picture. And if this is still happening, you know, it's Halloween or in the second half of the season, then there's cause for concern. But right now you're just looking for improvement, and hopefully for their sake, toward the end of the year, the arrow's going up with the quarterback. You know, you win in a couple of games and you take that into the offseason.
All right, Rich, what's been – understanding that we're grading on a curve with the quarterback, what's been the biggest disappointment so far to you?
You mean with Wilson?
No, just the team in general.
In general, you know, I thought they'd be a little better on offense, even with the rookie quarterback. I just thought that with the help they've had at receiver, you know, Corey Davis, frankly, has been a little bit of a disappointment. You know, he had the first game where he caught two touchdowns. but he's been a non-factor the last two games. And this week, you know, he had a couple of catchable balls get away from him. The week before, he had one too. So that's been a disappointment. Elijah Moore has been a disappointment. And, you know, from our past, you know, conversations, how high I was or am on Elijah Moore. I still think he's going to be a really good player, but he's going through, and now he's injured with a concussion, but he has been a non-factor. And I'm not so sure they're using him correctly. They have him mostly on the outside. I think they're force-feeding him there. I think he's better suited to the slot where most of his production came in college. So those are, I think the passing game's been a disappointment. Just the whole offense, I knew they'd have some struggles early on, but I didn't think they would be this profound.
Good stuff, Rich. Appreciate it. And look, I am fully of the belief that it can't get back to what it was last year. I absolutely believe that.
No, it'll never, no matter how bad it gets this year, it will never be as dark as it was last year. Mark my words on that. It may seem dark at times, but no, it will never sink to that level.
At least the moon is very bright.
Yeah, it's better than it was last year. I can tell you that most confidently.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Chris.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.